A lot of people don't realize this, but AI is going to destroy the vaccine industry. And the reason that's the case is, well, a couple of reasons. But first is that the vaccine industry is a fraud. So vaccines don't work. They, well, just like with the COVID jab, it did not prevent transmission, and it does not prevent infection. And the flu shot does not prevent the flu. And it goes on and on like this. So vaccines, as they are currently formulated and manufactured and injected into everybody, including children and pregnant women, they simply do not work. The data show that. So one of the things that RFK Jr. is doing as Secretary of HHS is he's pushing for more studies and more data transparency, including transparency on the results and the side effects of vaccines. That is, more visibility of vaccine injuries. The vaccine industry has only survived this entire time by covering up the truth about its injuries and its lack of efficacy. And by buying off the media through big pharma advertising, and buying off the medical journals and science journals also through advertising, and buying off the doctors through sponsorships and free vacations and kickbacks and, you know, all of that that goes on, all those shenanigans, the vaccine industry has been able to perpetuate this fraud for decades. But the fraud will not stand up to rational scrutiny. And given that AI engines are becoming very advanced reasoning engines, and that they will be able to assess the scientific studies and actually draw conclusions like an expert human data analyst, let's say, or a statistician, these AI engines, if they are unleashed to find out the truth about which vaccines actually work, they're going to come back and discover that they don't work at all. And that giving people more vaccines actually causes worse health outcomes instead of improved health outcomes. This is inevitable. And all that the pharmaceutical industry can do is to try to slow this down, which they are trying to do, and they will succeed to some extent. But in the long run, especially as we head towards AGI or even superintelligence, or even just decentralization of open source AI models like the ones that we have and that we're building and so on, the vaccine industry won't be able to cover this up for much longer. So the entire premise of vaccines will be exposed as a fraud. And that's one of the benefits of AI. And also, AI will expose many pharmaceuticals as totally fraudulent. That is, if they are reasoning models, as they will be. And the only way to prevent AI from coming to these conclusions is to make AI engines retarded. And again, that's what Big Pharma is going to try to do. That's what government will try to do. All these different players that prefer censorship, that prefer ignorance, like big tech platforms like Google, which is an ignorance engine, not a search engine, or YouTube, which is also an ignorance engine that censors the truth about vaccines or cancer or pharmaceuticals or anything like that. All of those will very rapidly become obsolete as AI overcomes the censorship and gives people access to truthful information. Now, you won't find this, by the way, though, in the mainstream AI engines like OpenAI, which is a bad name, because it's not open, it's closed, and that's ChatGPT I'm referring to. Or even Grok, it's not a very good engine. We have the world's best engine on these issues, on vaccines and pharmaceuticals, and the history of medicine, phytochemistry, herbal remedies, natural cures, how to prevent and reverse cancer with foods and superfoods and nutrients and herbs and all kinds of things. And that engine is available free of charge right now at brighteon.ai. And you can use it for free. And we have a brand new version that's just maybe a week away from being rolled out, and it's even better. And we are training on the world's knowledge base of scientific studies. We are actually mining the knowledge of human civilization for the most important information about vaccines and medicine and natural cures and reversing or preventing chronic degenerative disease. We actually have the entirety of all human knowledge that's ever been published. including every science paper that's ever been published. And we are currently mining that information using GPUs in the same way that some people might mine for Bitcoin in order to discover Bitcoins, you know, to solve math problems with a hash rate and get Bitcoins. Well, we are mining knowledge for treasure of human knowledge. And then as we find that treasure, and it's awesome to watch this process. I get to watch it because I'm running it. As we find the knowledge, and then we direct that knowledge to go into the AI model training. And so our model keeps getting smarter and smarter. You know, every couple of weeks, as we submit a new batch into the training alteration, the vector database alterations, the signal-to-noise ratio training, and it's well beyond fine-tuning. It's more. But anyway, we are mining for human knowledge, and then we are making that knowledge available to the world for free through our engine, Enoch, as it's called currently. It's at brighteon.ai, and you can use it for free. It's absolutely free. It's a non-commercial, non-profit effort. And that's why we can use every science paper that's ever been published if we want, although we don't. We're very selective about what we use. But we can use them all under fair use because we are a non-commercial fair use project that's designed to empower and enhance human knowledge through free access to this breakthrough information that has been suppressed and censored for decades. So through this decentralization of human knowledge, we are connecting people with the truthful answers about vaccines, about pharmaceuticals, about cancer, and about many other topics, answers that have been kept from humanity over all these years on purpose in order to empower big pharma to generate more profits based on human ignorance, or to allow big tech to make more profits based on human ignorance. Or as Google did, they use their technology advantage to rig elections. So we are helping to decentralize knowledge and to help people get informed, aware, and connected with the truth about all the things that matter, about food, about medicine, about natural cures, about herbs, nutrition, you name it. So this is what we're doing, and you can enjoy it free of charge. Just go to brighteon.ai, and you can also follow my articles at naturalnews.com, or you can follow my videos and my interviews and my podcast at brighteon.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'm the founder of brighteon.com and brighteon.ai and brighteon.social and all the other Brighteon sites. So thank you for listening, and the future is going to be exciting because the censorship cover-up efforts, they won't succeed much longer. All right. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Coco Energize, a delicious blend of organic cocoa, maca, and mushrooms for clean, lasting energy. Certified organic, lab tested, and available now at healthrangerstore.com.